One day, Mr. Micawber wrote me a strange letter. He needed my help, he said. He had a terrible secret, and he could not tell his wife about it. I told Traddles about the letter. When I invited Mr. Micawber to my house, he was there too. Mr. Micawber came looking pale and sad. How are you, Mr. Micawber? I asked. And how is Mr. Wickfield?
He's well, thank you, Mr. Micawber said. He's growing old, but he's well.
And Uriah Heep, is he well? Traddles asked. Mr. Micawber could not speak for a moment. His face changed colour from red to white. Then he shouted,
Heep! Uriah Heep! He's a dog, an animal.
Please be calm, Mr. Micawber, I said. We won't talk about him. How is Miss Wickfield?
Miss Wickfield, he said, and his voice changed. She's well. She's sweet and kind. I can't think about Miss Wickfield. I...
And Mr. Micawber began to cry. I looked at Traddles, and he looked at me. We were both surprised. Mr. Micawber was acting very strangely, and we did not understand the problem. He began to speak again.
I can't do it, he cried. You're all kind to me, but you don't know. I'm as bad as Heap. But I'll tell you everything, all about Heap. I'll probably go to prison, and my family will be poor again. It doesn't matter. I can't go on like this.
Mr. Micawber was shouting and crying now, and we understood nothing. Be calm, Mr. Micawber, I said. Sit down and please be calm.
No, he shouted. I can't be calm. I hate him. Come to Canterbury and I will tell you Heap's secrets. Come next week.
Mr. Micawber stopped and looked at us. Then he ran out of the house. Oh dear, Traddles said. This is bad. Is Mr. Micawber crazy? But Mr. Micawber was clearly not crazy. He sent us a letter. He asked us to forgive him. He also repeated his invitation. He wanted us to come to Canterbury, and he wanted to tell us about Heap. The following evening, I was walking in my garden. I was thinking about Mr. Micawber's secret. A woman came in through the gate.